on a Friday, we like to do a little thing we call the weekly wrap. I get Jeff Field in from the newsroom. We go through the week day by day because it's a fast-paced news world these days.
It certainly is. And you'll either realise how fast this week has gone or how slow it's gone. So let's go back to Monday, where we started with the ramifications of Tony Abbott's motion to pass his Warringah motion, which basically gives members a greater say in pre-selection. And some would say that it also will get more of his right-thinking people into the Liberal Party.
Yes.
Also, it was announced that the Takata airbag scandal, the recall, an absolute disaster that they recalled thousands of airbags, which were then returned as faulty once again. Also linked to 18 deaths. So that is continuing. We'll have legal ramifications in the courts, class actions, all sorts of things happening. Also, we had a debate on fixed year terms after Bill Shorten got on the telly on Sunday and talked about that. Malcolm Turnbull called him and said, yeah, that might be a good idea. But maybe he's having second thoughts now after seeing the poll after poll showing it looks like Labour a shoe-in.
Maybe. Look, anything. A nice bit of bipartisanship in politics.
I think it was.
That I think we haven't seen for a little
Absolutely.
While.
Absolutely. 8 people were found dead, 28 almost suffocated in a Texas truck, part of the illegal immigration, which some would say is a result of Mr. Trump's policies. Well, speaking of Mr. Trump, Sean Spicer was unceremoniously dumped as the White House spokesman. Mr. Anthony Scaramucci.
The Mooch.
What an interesting man he is. We've just been talking off air about some of his goings on this morning. Interesting man, that's all I'll say. On Tuesday, we had drug arrest at the Splendor in the Grass. 267 people arrested with offences including possessing ice, ecstasy and cannabis. Now, that's a shock at Splendor in the Grass. We also had concern over water being funneled to cotton farmers in the Murray-Darling after the Four Corners report, an excellent report just showing that, you know, that was meant to help farmers in the Murray-Darling River. It was going to help cotton farmers. So let's hope they get to the bottom of this one. And
I think that's going to go quite nasty before it gets better. I think we're looking at some very serious allegations before we get to the bottom of that.
A lot of pockets have been lined too.
Yeah, I agree, actually.
Tuesday. Gee, we're still on Tuesday. Jared Kushner.
We're still on Tuesday?
Yeah. I'll hurry things up.
No, okay.
Jared Kushner denied collusion with Russia, accused rather of meddling in the US presidential election. A very bizarre news conference in the Rose Garden.
Well, we got to hear him talk. I mean, I'd never heard him speak before.
He does talk. His lips move.
I was very impressed.
Yeah. Okay. And look, on a lighter note, we found out too that having indoor plants in your high-rise apartments makes for a healthy a life and a stress-free life.
This made you happy.
It made
story.
Me happy. I went out and bought a mother-in-law's tongue that day.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's growing well. I'm watering it every day. I can see it growing. Okay. On Wednesday, George Pell appeared in the Melbourne Magistrates Court, one of the biggest court appearances I've ever seen in Australia. They literally had to close down Lonsdale Street. Yeah. He's pleaded not guilty to the charges, which still haven't been disclosed, although Fairfield says it includes rape and the offence of buggery. He will be appearing in court again later this year. He's pleading not guilty. A child molester and a man charged with bestiality was also found dead in his cell at Lithgow Jail after he was charged with more child sex offences. Matt Canavan stepped down from cabinet, although he has not resigned, and that one is still playing out as we speak over dual citizenship. And I think as a lot of other politicians checking maybe with their mums?
21, apparently.
21.
21 politicians who need to actually have a big scramble and check out what their passport actually says.
Watch this space.
Yeah, please.
Dr. G. Yunupingu died at the age of 65 in Darwin. Terribly sad. What an amazing artist he was. And also the New South Wales government decided to rule out a total plastic bag ban, saying Woolies and Coles have done it, so that's enough.
Yeah, it's great.
Okay. Thursday, yesterday, we're getting closer. Not a good news day. We started with a shooting of a man at Central Railway Station at the florist there. That's now a critical incident, which means we have to be careful in the way we report it. It's being handled by the upper echelons of the New South Wales Police Force. Although the Greens, David Shoebridge, the New South Wales member of the Parliament, has called for an independent investigation to make sure that police aren't investigating themselves. Because, of course, police did shoot this man.
Very
That's what I'll say on that one.
Okay, Shoebridge.
And we're almost there. Cassie Sainsbury struck a deal, a six-year deal with Colombian police over the cocaine in the headphones. And so quite amazing how, you know, publications like the Sydney Morning Herald are calling her Cocaine Cassie. So there we go.
The Sydney Morning Herald?
Yeah, it's, have a look at their website, Cocaine Cassie. That's what they're calling her. It's, you know,
it sounds
obviously
more like a Daily Telly front cover.
ACA, anyway. From the ACA. Yeah. And look, I have to finish with this one. It's strictly not from yesterday. It's from this morning, but it came out yesterday, so it'll do. I heard David read it. And this absolutely, this was brilliant. UK researchers have been inundated. They've absolutely been inundated with people wanting to be part of research into finding out what's best, wine with cork tops or screw tops. Literally, apparently their phones have been running off the hook. And what can you say? Would you volunteer to be part of a survey?
100%.
Same here.
100% I would.
On that note, that was the news of the week. A lot happening.
A lot happening. Jeff Field, thank you
I feel
very,
exhausted.
Very much. Yeah, go. Go put your feet up.
Thank you.